Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, it's on. It's your boy Fred the Godson, aka Big Bronx, aka Mr. So Crazy himself, representing that TBM, that block work, that takeover. And you're checking out E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life, with the sexy Emma, Miss BX. What up, baby?
Bad, bad, bad boy.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat. 250. Gut like I'm 6 months. 5'9". 250 worth of bricks pump. I deliver with the strip once. There's only much I could give, but I took the trip once. They told me chop like this. Old head told me blend up block like this. Cokehead said he want his rock like this. No, y'all wish I had it locked like this. Yes, sir.
What up, Fred?
Yeah, just my bank account and my blood pressure. I'll see him, I'm a wrecker. Stopped him with my gum, so he was being extra. I'll show him how to stun. Fred A-Rod, I ain't going for the bun. Shots fly peroxide, I'm laying in a cut. I'm 1,000 pounds of uncut to the gut.
Fred. Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but
I'm too
fat. I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
Come on, mama, my real mama in Florida. My ex mama, I dead her, cause I was bored of her. I need more, yeah. But you don't like big boys, this is all baby fat. Come on, Kamara. She love my aura, love it when I call her. Want me to press record her. Every time I'm on her, I'm ducky fresh on her. On her, on her, on her, on her. Yeah, I mean, I'm hotter than a sauna. Fred from that back block, met her on the corner. However, I say Gucci down to the side. Spots and blocks filled with rocks. She said, stop. You want these legs, you may just wait. She said, you falling off, you losing weight. Asked what I wanted to cook, and I just ate still T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and we'll just bring
Fred. Yeah, I'm a bad boy, but I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too
fat. I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat. B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie. B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie, the greatest ever. Peace out to Brooklyn. Man, I'm Big Bronx. I'm coming just for the cooking. Hey, looking, I'm fresh out of the booking. Like, take it where it need to be. Looking open. This is my warning. I will claim victory. Chewing on some juicy fruit. You can't do this to me. Flow unbelievable. Kick in the door with it. Get hypnotized when I come raw with it. Sky's the limit. They love me cause I'm nice. Mama tucked me in. Gave me long kiss goodnight. They praying on my downfall. Can't see me. Please throw down some ice for the nicest MC friend.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but
I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
Once again, it's on. It's your boy Fred the Godson, aka Big Bronx, aka Mr. So Crazy himself, representing that TBM, that block work, that takeover. And you're checking out E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life, with the sexy Emma, Miss BX. What up, baby?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Fred the Godson for that one, because he's too fat and loving it. It's a yet another Saturday. E2K on the spot, real talk, real life, with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And I'm glad to be here another blessed Saturday. And as you know, We're sponsored by LushRadioOnline.com. Don't forget to log in through www.LushRadioOnline.com. You can also check me out and listen through www.E2KMagazineOnline.com. Or go to the blogtalk.com/LushRadioOnline. Call in 347-826-7722. And, call in. And so you can be able to weigh in on my topic for tonight, which is trust important in a relationship and why? So that's the question of the night. And the phone lines is already off the hinges with this one. I posted it on Facebook. Don't forget to follow me, Facebook.com/MAE2K, also on the Twitter.com/MAE2K. I'm Googleable. MAE2K is Googleable. Don't forget to Google and just, type that in, and you can find me everywhere. So the topic, again, tonight is trust important in a relationship? And I don't just mean man and woman relationship. It can be, friends. It can be business. It can be any type of relationship that, requires trust. I believe all relationships require trust. So let's go into the lines. I see 862, you're on with MAE2K. Please. Is it 862? 235? All right, I'll just keep you on hold. I'll come back to you. I have an anonymous call, and the anonymous call just hung up. So, again, the topic is trust important in a relationship? Some say that it is. Some say that that's the whole relationship. That's the whole thing that the relationship is based on is trust. If you don't have trust for the person that you're with, it's kind of hard to have, a stable one with trust. Like, it's kind of like sleeping with the enemy mentality, which is a little eerie. Anyway, call in 347-826-7722, and I'm going into J. Cole featuring Drake in the morning. Shout out to all the morning people.
Why don't we just shoot the video right here on Facebook? I'm going to bring my brother out here. If y'all feel like being in this motherfucking music video, you need to get hyped as fuck.
Summertime fun. I let you get on top, I be the underline. I'm trying to get beside you like the number 9 dime. You fine as hell. I guess I met you for a reason, only time could tell. But well, I'm wondering what type of shit you wanted. Do you like the finer things, or you a simple woman? Would you drink with a nigga? Do you smoke weed? Don't be ashamed, it ain't no thing. I used to blow trees, getting lifted. I quit the shit, I might get high with you. It's only fitting, cause I'm looking super fly with you. A fly with you, a powerful, you do something to me. Cause girl, I caught the vibes like you do something to me. So I threw them back. Now my niggas hollering, who is that? Oh boy, she bad, nigga, what you about to do with that? I'm finna take you home, sip a little Patron, now we zone in. Baby, you're so fine. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Baby, you wintertime cold. The night is still young, drink that dinner wine slow. I'm trying to make the goosebumps on your inner thigh show. I'll let you beat me there as far as finish lines go. Yeah, and if you gotta leave for work, I'll be right here in the same bed that you left me in. I love thick women cause my aunt, she rode equestrian. I used to go to the stables and get them kids to bet me. And I would always ride the stallions whenever she let me. I'm joking, I mean that thing is poking. I mean you kinda like that girl that's in the US Open. I mean I got this hidden agenda that you provoking. I got bath water that you could soak in. Things I can do it lotion. Don't need a towel, we can dry off in the covers. And when you think you like it, I promise you gon' love it. Yeah, when light's coming through the drapes and we're both yawning, I roll over and ask if I can hit it in the morning. Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, the sun rising while you're moaning. Baby, can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Hey, hey, God bless the child that can hold his own. God bless the woman that can hold the throne. God bless the homegirl that drove us home. No strings attached like a cordless phone. You see, my intentions with you was clear. I'm learning not to judge a woman by the shit that she wear. Therefore, you sit and judge a nigga off the shit that you hear. Get all defensive, apprehensive, all because my career. To be fair, I know we barely know each other, and yeah, somehow I wound up in your bed. So where we headed from here? You say you're scared if you're scared, but if you're through frontin', we can do something. And you know just what I'm talking about. Tomorrow you'll be calling out. Cause tonight we getting right into the wee, mom. Cook a nigga breakfast after sex is like a reward. Then I go my own way. You think about me all day, that's just a warning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Yeah.
Morning, people, man. That was J. Cole featuring Drake, and he wanted to hit it in the morning. So, you know, I think there's got to be trust for that, too. The topic for tonight is trust important in a relationship and why? You know, the word trust is always kind of thrown around, like almost like it's not important. And to me, I feel that's definitely one of the key elements to a great relationship. And again, I don't mean just man and woman, I mean to any relationship. So in the dictionary, it says trust means firm belief in the reliability, strength, or truth of someone or something. So that's the definition in the dictionary. I want to know what you guys are thinking and what's the definition to you and what it means to have trust and how important it is to have it in the relationship. So let me go to the phone lines. I have 516-516, you're on with MAE2K? 516-690.
Oh, what's up? It's Mark.
Hey, Mark. What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm calling you about trust.
Let's go. Hit me with the topic. As you know, is trust important in a relationship and why? And I'm interested in know what you have to say. Let's go.
I mean, it depends on what you find yourself trusting or not trusting. It's such a vague question. I mean, I can trust that you're going to do something as much as I can trust that you're not going to do something. It's honestly, I think it's unnecessary in a relationship because it just leaves too much room for assumption. You know, you would spend so much time just going bananas trying to figure out which person, you know what I mean, you can trust what with, when if you just didn't trust them from the beginning, you'd be progressing, because you know exactly that you can't trust them. You know, trust is something that has to be built as pertaining to tendencies that particular individual shows you. It's not just something that you just go and just give someone, or, I mean, and like I said, I know it's not part of the topic, because the topic is whether it's important. I just think it's important, but it's also like a fairy tale. I mean, I trust my mother with everything I have, but I don't trust a lot of police. You know, I don't trust you know what I mean? I can trust a thousand different people with a thousand different things, but to trust anybody with everything, you would spend your whole life trying to figure that out. So it might be important, but it's a waste of time.
Right. Let me narrow it a little bit as far as to say, then how important is it in a man and woman relationship? You know, if you're seeking to be in a serious relationship, I'm not just saying dating around and all that. I'm talking about when you love someone and you feel you're going to commit to this person, how important it is to have trust in that relationship.
Well, within that relationship, it depends exactly. I understand what you're saying as far as a companionship concerned with a man and a woman, but what are you trusting? Are you trusting as far as infidelity is concerned, or are you just trusting in general? I mean, the same person that I would trust with money, I might not trust with my naked wife. And those two people, I might not trust with my child. But, I mean, it depends on, you know, it's just so vague. It's just, you know, I mean, I can trust somebody, some people, certain things. I pretty much noticed that, at least my experience has been, you can't trust anybody with everything. Anyone.
Right. Okay. Well, you know.
So it's important, but it's not necessarily something that it can deem yourself a waste of time. How many times have any one of us have been in relationships where they constantly trying to figure out what they can trust the person with, what they can, and there's still 6 billion other people in the world to figure out or to deal with or to choose not to deal with. You know what I mean? I just wouldn't want any of your callers to overbear on harping upon trust, because it's not something that should be harped upon. It's something that should be developed over time. You know what I mean? I'm sure you know individuals that you know you can trust with certain things no matter what, but you can't trust them with other things. I mean, to me, trust is like a brick wall. Every single brick is a different form of trust, and you're never going to find a complete wall in anyone but yourself. Why? Because it's only you that's customized towards respecting your particular individuality.
Well, we definitely respect your opinion. I mean, you know, that's the reason why I throw topics out, because I like to hear from all types of different stories, I mean, all different aspects. You know, thank God that none of us think the same. and sometimes people think in one certain way, but they may be listening to you and kind of now like, oh, okay, I didn't see it that way. You know, he could be right. Or they can say, no, I think he's wrong, and think the way they want to think. So, but at least we create the platform to either give knowledge or, you know, maybe change opinions. And that would be up to the listener. But I definitely thank you for calling. Any shout out?
Well, you're welcome. Nah, I got no shout outs.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. Stay hanging on if you could. Listen to the rest of the show. Or if you have anything else to say, I'll come back to you. Just give me a second. Let me go to that next call, okay?
Okay.
All right. 862, I see you still on. 862, you're on with Emma E2K?
Hello.
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Marlene.
Marlene?
Yes, I live in Jersey. My boy TDI has another radio talk show. I saw you on his page, so I was like, let me see what's going on with that.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Marlene. That's definitely peace. You know, TDI and I, you know, both working through Lush Radio Online. So he comes out on Mondays. So everybody check out New Talk City. With the host TDI. Sometimes I come on his show too, so I appreciate the love. Are you listening to the topic that I'm discussing today?
Yes, I see that you're talking about trust in a relationship. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship, but it's just basic trust. I think it's a very big part of a relationship, like you said, either with a friend, with a lover, with your mother, with your father, whoever it is, the case might be. I believe if there's no trust, you shouldn't be with the person, or you shouldn't be around the person, understand? Because it's just making your aspect very negative. And if you want to become somebody in life, you shouldn't be around negative people. So if you can't trust them, why should you be around them? That's how I think of it.
That's true. Now let me point something else out, you know, playing devil's advocate. I don't know if you heard what Mark was saying and what he had to say about it, which was sometimes we can be with people It's just not necessarily trust them on everything. So you can be with somebody and love them and maybe trust them with your money as opposed to maybe you wouldn't trust them to lie to the police or anything else. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm a type of person, I can't trust you with, like, money or just relationship-wise or just anything. I wouldn't be around you, understand? Because if I can't trust you with simple stuff, then I won't be able to trust you with bigger stuff. So just for that fact, I wouldn't even hang around with you. I wouldn't even have you around my life.
Okay,
and sometimes it's better to, like, keep negative people off your back, you know, and just look at the positive sides of people. If you can't be around a person that's positive, you shouldn't be with that person at all.
Okay, Martin. Well, thank you. I definitely respect your opinion and everyone that calls in. Please stay continuing listening to the show. I'm going to go into a song, and then I'll be right back. I'm going to go straight to Jennifer Hudson and Spotlight.
I really like him. He is too possessive and too controlling. I can't be myself around him. Girl, hold on a second.
Yo, Jack, where you been?
Baby, I'm here. Can I breathe a second?
I've been calling you like all day.
You know what? Let me call you right back.
Look, I need to know where you...
Girl, that's him again.
Girl, every time a man has me stressed, I put on my best shoes and go out. Just go get some air and do you.
Okay.
And Jennifer, you are fabulous.
Yeah, I know.
Remember
would back you 2K on the spot, real talk, real life.
Girl, you know what? I think I will go out.
Yeah, we're back. I'm with E2K. E2K on the spot, real talk, real life with your sexiness. The topic for tonight is trust. Is trust important in a relationship and why? You know, so far we're getting several opinions. Mark and Marlene have called in and voiced their opinion. Don't forget to call in 347-826-7722 and voice yours. Or you can hit me on the IM on Facebook, Emma E2K, or Emma Everything to Know. You can also find me on the Twitter. My Twitter is Emma E2K, and I'm also Googleable, so you can definitely find me. We're on listening. You can listen live to www.lushradioonline.com, as well as www.e2kmagazineonline.com. I want to give a continuous shout-out to Lush for celebrating her Dirty 30 this month, which was the 19th. We were out in New York City, and we had a celebrity birthday bash on the 18th, and we had a great time. So definitely, I know she's celebrating this whole month. Also on the 19th, shout-out to my women's empowerment group. We had our stuff at the legendary restaurant and bar, and it was definitely a success. Ladies, I'm already working on the next date. And I will post it, you know, once I have confirmation for our next date. So, yeah, so the topic for tonight is trust, T-R-U-S-T. Those little words, either they're important or they're not, or they have a certain level of importance. Is trust important in a relationship and why? I'm going to hold on to the lines for a second, and I'm going to go into... I'm going to go into one more song. Yeah, stay on. I'm going to go into one more song, and I'll be right back. It's Jill Scott, the magic number one.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende? If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me? Bye.
that I remember.
She had that perfume with the only smell. Hair scrunchied up in a ponytail. Gold hoop earrings with her name on them. I had the Coliseum fronts with the fangs on them. Ooh, then his waist with the fat. Had me all happy to go to math class. Yeah, I had to go for it, baby. Sent the letter over, circle yes, no, or maybe. And she looked back with the cool blush, showing me the results of a nice toothbrush. Yeah, we rode home on the same school bus. Confident, consistent, I'm crushing these new Pumas. Yeah, and she told me she's from the south side. Told her I'm from Cooper, she looked at me with her mouth wide. Like, I got fam out there. I gave her the number, now you got a fan out there. Man, I really hope this girl
call me. I remember.
So I'm bumping my Smith & Wesson. Knock on my room door, ma, give me a second. Hold up. Threw on a t-shirt, slid on my old eyes. Open the door, she passed me the phone, oh my. So I took me a deep breath, yo. Fingers crossed, I answered the phone, hello. Voice so official. Hey, Joelle, what you getting into? I said, I'm getting dressed to come get you. She laughed. I said, it's Saturday, a nice flick. She agreed, meet me at the Commodore at like 6. So on my Jabos, dusted off the bowl. Sipped the Helly Hansen out the door, good to go. She standing there, stretch pants, 54-11. Yelling, hurry up, they want me in the crib before 11. Did the movie thing, a little bite to eat. The whole night was sweet. Ended it with a kiss, something light on the cheek.
This is throwback right here. The Willow Tree. I bet I remember. She used to call me. Call me. You don't talk about.
It's a long morning and dates now. Yep, she be in the crib all late now. Ha, we be kicking it, then we lay down. Turn the lights off and press play on the H-Town. Ooh, we being fresh like Easter. I made her vibrate like my beeper. My mother said she a keeper. I can see myself trying Mrs. Ortiz. Then I bumped into Lisa telling me how she missed me. We up in this party, I'm feeling a little tipsy. She trying to kiss me all in my face. One thing led to another, we all in the staircase. She told Tasha, who told Christy. My phone rang the next day, how could you kiss me? You said you love me and we'll always be together. Do me a favor, Joelle. Don't you ever, 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 ever. A party in Sabaka. Yeah, that was like 95, man. I'm still tripping over that. Damn, she look good. Sometimes I think I hear call me.
But it's all good.
Brush you off to the side. See, girl, I I do without you looking out for me? Probably be in these streets without you in my life. My whole future ain't the same, no. And I am not one to blame, no. Baby, I know I've been around. I'm tired of messing around. And I knew you were a keeper, so baby girl, I'm keeping you. Can't think about letting you go, no, no. It seems like every situation I be facing, you know what to do to save me. So I know you bring me love, so I'm standing strong like a soldier. I know how to hold you, I'm saying this to let you know.
Yeah, and that was Jagged Edge. Shout out to everybody that's on the check-in, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Everybody's hitting me up on the Facebook. I see you. Everybody on the Twitter. Don't forget to follow me on the Twitter, Emma E2K. Also, E2K underscore magazine. We're also on Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to follow the Future Guru 100 and the Retweet Squad that goes in heavy on the Twitter. Also, shout out to everybody on Facebook and everybody that's logging in through lushradioonline.com. Tonight's topic is trust, people. Trust. Is trust important in a relationship and why? Is it important? Is it semi-important? Is it something that you can continue, you know, to lack and still have, an understanding or a great relationship? Whether it's just man and woman or business or, you know, or whichever. And if it's too vague, then what I'm going to do is for the next 5 minutes, I'm going to be discussing relationships, man and woman relationships. And I guess, you know, you guys, if you have something to say, you can then touch on that. So call in 347-826-7722 and voice your opinion. You can also IM me on the Facebook. I see everybody doing it, everybody in the check-in. Shout out to Iris, who's on the check-in on Facebook. Shout out to G, who's also hitting me up on the Facebook. Shout out to Raymond. Shout out to Ray. And shout out to Infinite the Poet, who's always showing support. He's definitely a friend to the show. Shout out to Rodney, who's also another friend to the show. Don't forget, guys, you can also call in 347-826-7722, or you can just, you can just type out your answers on the IM, and I'll read them out. That's not a problem. Also, a big birthday shout-out to DJ Dennis the Menace. Shout-out, salute to definitely to you. Enjoy, and hit me up. Let me know what the birthday bash is at, you know. Shout out to Smooth from Bottom Line Entertainment. Shout out to you, Madhu. I see you on the check-in. And so then the topic is trust. It's a deep, to me, I feel it's a deep topic. I guess let me go in, then I'm going to go in with I guess my understanding and I guess what I think about that. To me, trust is very important. I mean, it's so important. I got it tatted on my back, on my upper back, and have it in a place that if I, you know, if I bend my head forward, you can definitely see it, big enough for people to see, so they can see how important the word trust is to me. In a relationship, I'm going to take trust in a relationship as far as man and woman. I feel that it's hard to have 100% full level of trust with someone. That is something that has to be built. There's a certain level of trust, of course, when you initially start with someone. You have to trust them enough to, one, invite them in your world and in your life. Two, if you have children, invite them around, you know, your children, your family, so forth. So those trust levels start building and building. I believe, like Mark said, something about the wall, building like kind of like a wall, putting brick by brick into, you have that full wall. Sometimes there's people that have made the full wall of trust. Some people abandon ship halfway up that wall, you know. So I guess that determines on how the relationship goes and which way it goes. For the most part, I feel you should be open to trust, you know, until they do otherwise, you know, to not to trust. But you have to be open to it as well. You know, you can't just straight up go into a relationship and be like, well, I don't trust this person, but I'm going to still be with them anyway. That's kind of like a waste of time for me. I mean, this is my opinion. You know, I'm voicing my opinion on the definition, the importance of trust in a relationship, man and woman relationship. You know, if I'm going to go in already, and you know what? You know, I'm going to keep it 100. This is, you know, real talk. I've done it. I went into a relationship already in my mind saying, this ain't going to work. I don't even trust him as far as I could throw him. I know he's, you know, he's this and that. Why did I still go into it? You know, I mean, I could blame it on 1,000 things. The point is that I've done it. But now, you know, would I do that now? No. There has to be a level of trust. You have to make me open myself up enough to give, you know, to start with that initial trust, which is, you know, that I'm open enough, to, you know, to trust you. So, and that's heavy, you know what I'm saying? And not every time you really connect with just everybody. So, you know, we all have, now, that's man and woman. Now, I would say in friendship, I think it kind of goes to the same thing, because when you're in a relationship, man and woman, you know, that it, there has to be a level of friendship first, kind of, you know, some type of kind of friendship. Before there's like the sexual relationship or whatever, or it should be that way. Sometimes it happens any other way, you know. Life is crazy that way. You know, they say you make plans and then God makes plans for you. So, you know, sometimes, you know, things happen the other way. But now, in business is a different story. I don't think you necessarily have to trust the person you're making business with, because in business it's all about the mighty dollar. I guess how much money you can make with that person, if it's profitable for you to be with that person or that company. So I think maybe it changes a little bit as far as in the business aspect. But, yeah, well, that's my opinion, you know, and I guess that's how I feel about the matter. Anybody else want a voice, 347-826-7722, feel free to call in and let us know your opinion and what you think, you know, what we're discussing here, because, I mean, some people may see it as something important. Some people may see it as something that's really not that important. You know, but everybody, I definitely respect everybody's opinion and stuff. And, you know, feel free to call in. But in the meantime, I'm going to go into music. And this is Mario. Let me love you.
The makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You You know that there are lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserve good things.
This for the diamond,
head for the rain.
Baby, you're a star.
Just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me. Description. You look so good that it hurts. You're a dime plus 99, and it's a shame. Don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, cause you're better than shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'll be coming home
back to you every night. Good thing,
a
handful of rain.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Oh, baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love.
Give a definitely a rest in peace to Elizabeth Taylor, who died, you know, very recently at the age of 79. As everybody should know, and I'm not going to allow them to forget, March is Women's History Month, and definitely Elizabeth Taylor is, will be, and will continue to be a legend, a legendary woman. So rest in peace to Elizabeth Taylor, and shout out to the private function that they had for her. As far as her funeral is concerned, they didn't make it into this whole thing that they did with Michael Jackson and all that. She lived her life very publicly, and she died very privately. And definitely shout out to her. Let's keep going with some music.
Three in the morning, you know I'm on it. Go back to
definitely shout out to Queens, Healing Queens, Women's Empowerment Seminar. Thank you, ladies, for participating and sharing. We believe in Healing Queens, Save a Nation. And don't forget to check out a different date so we can be able to have you ladies come through and for some empowerment. So, again, Queens, Healing Queens, Women's Empowerment Seminar. Seminars is going down. Thank you, ladies, for participating and sharing. Heal a Queen. Our motto is Heal a Queen and Save a Nation. All women are considered queens and goddesses, and our daughters are princesses. And until we don't see each other in that light, then no one else is going to see us in that light. So if no other time, you know, you don't see yourself that way, the month of March is dedicated to our Women's History Month. And it's definitely very important that we stay empowered. Shout out to Bugsy. I see you on the Facebook. Bugsy says, trust is everything. Without it, you have nothing. So I love you too. Love you too, Bugs. And that was from Bugsy, CEO Bugsy. You can catch him on the Facebook. And, you know, and that's what he has to say on the topic. Also, shout out to AG, AG from DITC, and I'm about to play something new from him, which is Where You Been.
Live on location. Everything buried. If you think we ain't ready, better look again. When she did, I took a friend. Just to show I could do it. Andre the Giant, I could prove it. See, we moving at a pace where the future don't matter. Living in the moment, she said you was a rapper. I switched the chatter, rewrit the chapter. In my mind, I'm saying Barry lost her mind. Oh, I meant to ask her.
Where you been?
Where you been? Real long time. In my mind, she fine, but I meant to ask her.
Where you been?
Where you been? As we climbing up the vine, we lost contact. One of the weapons of psychological combat. Ask me, am I still a smoker? So much purple and green, you think I've smoked the Joker? Laugh sexy, ask me what's buried. My reply is what's not. She from Kingston, so I told her blood clot. She know I'm fucking with her. Started blushing and she told me that she always loved a nigga. That she said,
where you been?
I'm saying she's so fine, then I had to ask her.
Where you been?
Where you been? Long time, real long time. I've been torn around the world, yens and euros. My rap shit legit, ask the bureau. And I ain't fucking with no one, just adding zeros. The heat close, so I don't get robbed for my De Niro. Then she said she married with children. I smile, but can't explain exactly what I'm feeling. Good to see you, by the way, girl. You took it to the top, used to be around the way, girl. But you never told me.
Where you been?
Huh? Where you been? Real long time. In my mind, I'm saying she's so fine, but I had to ask her.
Where you been?
Where you been? She gotta go, I said, you leaving me again? She smiled, gave me email and BBM. Then we text from time to time, think about whatever. But we won't slip, cause too much at risk. Let's just go with our memory. And I remember how I used to punish her like a penalty. Back when we thought we was meant to be. He asked about her first love and she mentioned me.
Where you been?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to AG the God for that one. Where you been? Also, going into my Twitter, shout out to Chuck Platinum for that forward on Industry's Finest. He feels I'm an industry finest, M-E-2-K. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. So shout out to Chuck Platinum. Good looking for that one. Also, shout out to At Last. I see you, baby. I see you, mama. Good looking on the check-in. Shout out to Sarah Connor. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay, Terrell Blair, Future Guru 100, Mr. Don Tripp, Yoshiko Entertainment, and of course, Lush Radio Online. And good looking, everyone, on the follow Saturday on the Twitter. So, excuse me, back on the Facebook. The topic still remains the same. Like, you know, we're just talking about trust. Those that just tuned in, the topic is trust. Is it important in a relationship and why? You know, what do you base trust on? You know, some people be like, oh, I'm going to trust you or can I trust you? But what really is trust based on? You know what I'm saying? And how important is it really? You know, I mean, truthfully, how important is that? You know, those little words that don't sound too important for some people. For some people, it's kind of vague. So, you know. Call in 347-826-7722. Marilyn, I see you still on the check-in. I'm going to go with another AG joint. Holy are you.
Holy are you.
Shout out to the God, Rakim.
Holy yeah. are yeah. you.
Yeah, yeah.
There is no God but you.
Barry.
There is no God
Ray
but
West,
you.
What up,
Saint
young men have millions of people in the palm of their hands. I don't want to see us condemn them. I want to see us teach them, encourage them, enlighten them, and encourage them to do better because the whole world is listening.
A lot of chocolate berries, call me Willy Wonka. Pump Berry TV on Lake Minnetonka. See me eye to eye and face the uncommon. I take niggas honor like the great Mr. Wallace. I'm bonded with a city, the Bronx where my heart is. Distract my aim, get turned to a target. Inspired by Ra, so this is homage. I'm the same whether beach of the Bahamas or a cell eating ramen.
That says to the young rapper, look man, you didn't want to be no leader. But you've got millions that are hanging on every word you say. Why don't you become a teacher?
Heaters and toasters with my feet in Minnesota. In the middle of a shootout, think I need a bigger poster. And all she think about is getting closer. I'm getting a lot more wiser, all she do is get older. My South Bronx swing, like money in a bank. And my flow so water, should be running through your sink. Party arty, I put it in blood and ink. My catalog, close to pop, I can send you the link. I'm a native descendant, raised in detention. And around the world, cause the way I say a sentence is showing age. So you know what that means. Got fans overseas doing back springs. Nothing lasts forever, but our bond was built on gold. Showing they is everlasting. In Minneapolis, long dough, 950. I own the zone. When bones come home, we headed out to Boston, where the Beast Boys roam. Or in the Hague with my nigga Naps. Water, Sunny Boy. Any list without my name is null and void. And line for line, nigga, I'm fucking Floyd. Catch me in the act. Wherever I am, this is where it's at. I walk too far and I'm never turning back. Always with a berry puffin' la 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 la. Catch me in the act. This is where it's at. Never turning back. La 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 la.
Holy are you. Holy are you. There is no God but
Yeah, shout out to my sis Joanne, who's on the check-in on the Facebook. Jibbles, I see you. I love you too, Ma. We definitely got to get up. Don't forget to call me. You got my direct number. You know what I'm saying? You're my sis all day. That's not a problem. Never too busy for my true friends. And my true friends got my number, so y'all can all holler. Shout out to Gilberto Colon Jr., who's on the check-in also, and poking me over here on the Facebook. What's up with this poking stuff on Facebook, you know? Like, you got to be poking back like 1,000 people. They're poking you all day long. This is poke stuff. I don't trust the poking stuff. Things could go wrong with this poking stuff. Stop poking me, people. Don't forget to follow me on the Twitter, MAE2K. You know, all the networks, man, just follow me, E2K Magazine or MAE2K or Lush Radio Online. We're pretty much everywhere. Shout out to DJ Lazy K. I see you, Ma. I see you doing your thing. Shout out to all my ladies, man, doing their 1-2s out there repping. Shout out to the First Lady. Shout out to JC La Famosa. That's definitely my sis all day. You know, and shout out to everybody that knows me and anybody that I didn't remember. Or better yet, if you want me to remember, call in or hit me up on the Twitter or hit me up on the Facebook, and, you know, that will jog my memory some. And I could be able to shout you out. Shout out to Freddie. I see you. Shout out to Giselle out in Florida. Girl, I see you. I know you was over here in New York baking, and you definitely have fun. Shout out to Derek Sanders on the Rocks Entertainment. Shout out to you. Sorry I wasn't able to check out that concert tonight, but I know it's hot. And if you can definitely let me know or have somebody call me and let me know how it's going, I would definitely spread the word on that 90s jump off that you got going on tonight, as a matter of fact. Due to some family circumstances, I'm not able to be there, but I'm always there in heart and spirit. So, you know, without further ado, and that being said, let's go right into music. From Aretha Franklin, since we're honoring the name.
Listen, dear, I realize that you've been hurt deeply, because I've been there. But regardless of who, what, why, when, and where, we're all precious in His sight. And a rose is still and always will be a rose. Yeah.
Shout out to Aretha Franklin. Like I said, you know, I stay honoring women, period, but definitely in the month of March, you know, is an extra big up to my women's movement, all my females out there, all my ladies, all my queens, all my sisters, all my princesses that are out there doing your one-twos in a positive and a productive way. You know, I go extra. So, you know, I was looking through my my poetry book, and I found something. See, I found something with the word trust. I was looking for something, so you already know. It's kind of a little long. I don't even know if I want to do it or not. I don't know. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to go into music. And if you guys want to hear me, you know, recite a piece, call in 347-826-7722 or hit me on the IM. And I'm going to think about it. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see how I feel. That's a good thing of having your own show. You can do what you want. Going to music. See ya.
When can I see you again, babe? And when can
Amazing women, because you're definitely amazing and beautiful just the way you are. You know, don't let nobody tell you different. You know, you got to carry your own self-esteem. Not all the time you can even expect other people to, you know, give you the pop that you should have. So make sure you, you know, do it for yourself.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club.
You can't even get in.
Leg out. Yellow model cheese. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah. That shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years. In 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She waxed it all off, Mr. Miyagi. And the suicide doors
Ali Kari.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh. Look at me now. Yeah. Fresh to the motherfucker. Little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm feeling every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cause you chick, if you with it, I can get it. And she accidentally sees it all on my dick. Oops, I said, on my dick. I ain't really mean to say on my dick. But since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to it. I'm done.
Hell, Breezy. Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Hello, I'd like to see Dr. Slumber, please.
Did you have an appointment, sir?
No, I don't, but tell the doctor it's urgent that I see her.
Just one moment. Dr. Slumber, there's a young man out here named... Excuse me, what is your name?
Oh, tell us, Dana Dane.
Dana Dane! Oh, no! Oh, you can come right in. Come on in right now. Come on in. In the phone.
Thank you. Well, I walked into the office. What did I see? A well-shaped body with the vibe to me. Sitting in a chair, whipping a white gown. She said,
Dana Dane, won't you please lay down?
She said that she wouldn't reveal her face till my hour was up and I was on my way. Now we got to the matter of why I came there. I said, Doc, I keep having these crazy nightmares. Nightmares of the night. Just your imagination, our reality. Just keep telling yourself to then make believe. She said, relax yourself, won't you tell me once, so I can diagnose and see what must be done. I lay back my head, try to inhale, caught my breath, and then I said, well, right one morning I was late for class. Had a fresh pair of friends with Gucci on the glass. Girls, they was talking, dudes, they was talking. So the doggy dog female, I kept on walking. She was on it hard, there was no denying. Should have seen what this female was trying. Grabbing on my shirt, tugging on my slack, pulling on my zipper, boy, I had to hold her back. Word up, Doc, on the ultimate. Now if I never saw a creature, this girl was it. I kept on walking, had to leave this place, but she was all up on my breathing in my face. You may think I'm lying, no, it's just a dream. This girl had the baddest breath I'd ever seen. I couldn't think straight, so I was doomed. Heard the bling, 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 it was time for homeroom. I said real quick, she tried to play it sassy. She almost ran me down this nasty, fat, nasty. Dipped to the stairs, running blind. Get to my homeroom, ran through my mind. Got to the fourth floor, standing in the door. Girlie watching me walk down the corridor. The guys, they were jealous and getting mad. And all the girlie wishing they had that class I had. Got to my classroom, expect to see the teacher. Who did I see? That ugly black creature. Pause for a minute, standing in the door. Then it broke out when the girl, it went raw. Word him up, Doc couldn't stand the smell. Heard a 3D, but she was fat as hell. I ran out to school, I didn't look back. I tell you, Dr. Slumber, this girl was whack. And that's about the time when I awoke. And I smelled that awful breath that almost made me choke. Now tell me, Dr. Slumber, how can it be that this dream somehow became reality? I can't go to sleep cause I'm so damn scared. Cause I keep having these dreams that I miss. Dana, I think I have the cure, but I have to hear one more before I'll be sure. I lay back my head, try to concentrate, then I told her the nightmare about the blind date. Had a blind date with this girl named Anita. The fever's the place I suppose I meet her. So did her body with a vicious butt. How did I know she was a marvelous mutt? This lady I met was as ugly as hell. Couldn't go in the jam with this female. I was suffering hard, she started to bragging. Couldn't let you know I was here with this dragon. Grabbed her hand, dipped the Harlem world. But I left this ugly lady for another girl. Now this other female, her name was Denise. Couldn't get no rest, could they follow the beat? Everywhere I turned, everywhere I looked, there was Anita the beast. She could not be shook. I dipped, I dived, I ran, I thrived. But there was no place that I could hide, cause she was sniffing me out like a hunger blood hound. Her tail in the air, her nose
other dude, found this other dude. He was real upset, cause this ugly female he didn't want in check. He started acting wild, even called me a faggot. What could I do? He had a choo-choo automatic. I dipped into the crowd, made my way to the door. Bumped into this object and I hit the floor. When I looked up, what did I see? I saw Anita the Beast looking down at me. I couldn't try to play it, couldn't try to pretend. Like the ASPCA, I had to take the dog in. Nightmares of the night. Nightmares, they're right. But it's just your imagination, not reality. Just keep telling yourself that they're make-believe. Now I'm feeling Dr. Slumber, I just can't bear to have another one of these crazy nightmares. Then all of a sudden she turns around, staring at me with that old white gown, with a Catholic smile, showing all her teeth. Well, that ugly female, Anita the Beast.
Dana? Dana, honey, wake up. What's wrong? Wake up, honey. You're just having a nightmare.
Shout out to all the Anita the Beasts. Y'all all beautiful in your own way.
You just yesterday's over. You walked in, yellow jumpsuit, homeroom, crack jokes. Once you got inside the booth, told you. Like smoke with the friends, some of them I put on, but they just left. Hate that they was riding to the death, but where the fuck are they now? Now that I need them, I don't see none of them, all I see is Slim. Fuck all you fair weather friends, all I need is him. Fucking backstabbers with the chip for them, you just laughed at us. Now you got to feel the fucking wrath of aftermath, faggots. You will see us in our lab jackets and ask where the fuck we been. You can kiss my indecisive ass, crack maggots and the crackers ass. Little cracker jack feet, making whack ass back. Producers, I'm back, bastards. One more CD and then I'm packing up my bags. And as I'm leaving, I guarantee they'll scream, Trey, don't leave us like that, man. Cause
I am definitely welcome back, Dr. Dre. Miss you, baby. We're glad that you have a second chance in life. I love me some Dr. Dre. So definitely shout out to him. Shout out to M for that one. The video is Bananas. Check it out. I YouTubed it today. And it is crazy. Show him the proper love that he deserves. He's been in this industry long enough, man. That being said, you're fab. I love you for this one.
Gym clothes, In a fitted cap and some Timbos. In a pair of flats, well-trimmed toes. Camera in the mirror, BBM pose. Still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes.
Once again, it's on. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy himself, representing that TBM, that block work, that takeover. And you're checking out E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life, with the sexy Emma, Miss BX. What up, baby?
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. Holding on to BX, holding on to New York City, Philly. Wherever I stand, I just hold it down, holding out for my ladies out there calling 347-826-7722. And I'm going back to Neo because, ladies, y'all want to live it. Any day now.
You look like you just got dipped.
No. Come on, y'all. We got to do the thing.
Thing? For her?
Yes, the thing. For her. Right now. Come on, come on, come on.
Jet setter. Go get her. Nothing better. Call me Mr. Bennett. Run that top model here to your everyday girl. Less than all, but more than a few, but I never met one like you.
Been all over the world, done a little bit of bad things, a little bit of bad well, with a little bit of everyone. All the girls I've been with, things I've seen, it takes much to impress. But you love your glow, it makes you so stand out from all the rest.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah. Shout out to everybody on the check-in. Shout out to Bebop. I see you. I ain't got no Donald Jones right now, but I'm going to hit you with some R. Kelly. Is it like R. Kelly is up next and R. Kelly is on deck? And I'm going to hit you with, let's see which one. Is it going to be meeny, miny, moe?
Oh my God. get it again, so I'm gonna let go. Oh my gosh. Baby, let me love you. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh. My God.
Your
will be the reason I smile. But I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. Oh, you played me dirty. You came up so fast. Toyed with my affliction. Had to fill out my prescription. Found the way I must be. I had to set you free.
Shout out to all those ladies wearing a pretty wing from the Victoria's Secret catalog. E2K on the spot, real talk, real life with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And our last minute remaining on the show tonight, I just want to tell everybody, peace, love, and blessings. Don't forget to tell a woman, whatever woman, even a woman you meet in the street this month, that she's beautiful, that she's a goddess. Even if you're going through the McDonald's drive-thru, let them know how special and beautiful they are, because if we don't empower our queens and our princesses, then our nation stands to fall. So don't forget, we empower that woman that empowers that man. This guy was in love with Michelle Obama, and he told her, you know, listen, I'm in love with you. She goes back and tells Obama, listen, babe, that man said, you know, that he was in love with me, whatever. He owns a restaurant. So Obama tells her, so that means you could have been owning this restaurant. And she goes, oh, no, that means he would have been the president of the United States. So.
So with that one, I leave you. Be good, be well, stay in peace, and make sure you love that good woman. And make sure that if she's not a good woman, then either turn her into one or go find yourself one, because you deserve it. Peace.